This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
On Free Talk Live, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Lots of things that we could discuss, but you can take control here and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We've gone from talking about the San Bernardino shootings, or as some in the conspiracy theory world would say, the alleged shootings.
Dun, dun, dun.
They don't believe that any of these shootings are real. They, some of the conspiracy folks, they believe that the Paris massacre from a few weeks ago was fake. That the moon landing was fake, that the Boston bombing was fake, and let's go to your calls and thoughts here. It is Ian James and TJ the Spy in the studio. Mark is on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Couple things. What I find frustrating is the fact that conspiracists, they're always reflexively theorizing regarding terrorism. It has the effect of obscuring the consequences of American intervention. Namely, blowback. So if the majority of terrorism is a conspiracy carried out and managed by the U.S., this presumes that there aren't legitimate grievances against Western violence and that they have to manufacture all these attacks for the populace to support retaliation.
Yeah, that's a good point. So basically what you're saying is that the conspiracy theory movement here that is discounting all of this violence is basically suggesting that there would be no such violence in retaliation to the U.S. government murdering people around the world.
Sure, well, yeah, exactly. That or people, their sort of reflexive assumption, yeah, sort of obscures that. Yeah, people.
Well, maybe the war is a conspiracy. I mean, what proof do you have that these wars are going on?
Yeah, well, do you guys remember, I'm not an expert on the Boston bombings, but I remember reading on antiwar.com that the Tsarnaev brother who was found in the boat in the guy's backyard, that his message that he scrawled on the inside of the boat was, why do they hate us? I don't know that.
No,
I
don't know anything about that.
But I remember reading that and thinking, well, that right there is the explanation. The American hegemony, it's American violence, it's the vaporization of innocence abroad. And so this idea that every time it's these sort of like conspiracy theorists, I think they sort of like, they're not doing anybody any favors by their constant assumptions that it's conspiracy theory, because it could lead people to better conclusions if that wasn't their automatic reflexive reaction to everything that happened.
You know, and it's kind of funny, I mean, let's take the assumption that Islam is this religion of war and that they're trying to, you know, spread Islam around the world. Why aren't they attacking countries like Brazil or Argentina?
About Switzerland.
Yeah, I mean, why aren't they attacking these other countries? If their mission is to attack everyone to spread Islam, you know, why are they choosing countries that intervene in their areas?
Like, yeah, I think wasn't it even Osama bin Laden at one point says, well, why aren't we attacking Switzerland? Like, does that not register? Like,
Osama bin Laden made it crystal clear in some of his speeches that the U.S. was being attacked because of its meddling in the Middle East, and that's why Switzerland is not.
In particular, I mean, Osama bin Laden had one particular goal, and that was to get the United States out of Saudi Arabia. He wanted the U.S. military to stop funding Saudi Arabia and supporting the House of Saud. He felt that you know, Saudi Arabia should be independent of control of the U.S. government. And so terrorism is not the goal. It's a tactic to get to the goal. Terrorism, the hope of Osama bin Laden is by attacking the United States, people would be so terrified they would actually capitulate to his demands, which is pull out of Saudi Arabia. And if you remember that the whole point of terrorism is that you be terrified. Well, if you're not terrified, then terrorism doesn't work.
And I think also my understanding was that he wanted us to be mired in an endless conflict in Afghanistan like Russia was, because he saw how effective that was.
Yeah, I mean, Afghanistan is known as the place where empires go to die. So
that's true.
you know, in that regard, he was very effective, you know.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate where you're coming from, and thanks for sharing it with us. Yep, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there was something that I think you pointed out, TJ, a few moments ago when we were in the middle of the news, and that was that a lot of the conspiracy theorists, they're very rarely female.
Correct. Yeah. In fact, that was one of the things as a budding mathematician, my math professor said, you have to learn to deal with angle trisectors if you ever become a math professor. And so for those of you who don't know, or even if you don't care, I'm going to tell you anyway, the trisection problem is an ancient Greek problem that says you can't trisect an arbitrary angle using a compass and a straight edge alone. And we've proven that mathematically. It's utterly impossible to do in the sense of 1 plus 1 cannot equal 3. It's mathematically impossible. Yet despite proving it impossible, if you're a math professor, you're going to get one or two people every year. They're going to mail you a proof that the trisection can be done. And these people are usually, as a common rule, they're always male. They're always above 60. And they're almost always alone. And so the question is, how, you know, like if you say to the person, well, you know, the mistake in your proof is this, and in fact, what you're doing can't be done because we have a proof that shows it can't be done, they're not going to listen to you, and they're going to end up wasting a lot of your time. So if you're a physics professor or a math professor, you end up with a lot of cranks coming to prove that Einstein was wrong, or that the angle trisection can be done, or that gravity doesn't exist, or whatever, you know, type of thing, and you know,
science conspiracy theory.
Well, you know, a lot of people forget, you know, psychology is
or
very...
alternative science or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And I think it's important that, I think it's important to interest... Well, I find cranks very interesting. It's like,
oh, they're fascinating.
Yes.
I mean, look, a lot of shows will screen them out. We'll take anybody calling in about anything. We've had all kinds of ridiculous crackpot theories here on Free Talk Live. But it was interesting when you pointed that out, that it's very rare that one of them is female. It has happened.
Yeah,
like we used to have a lady who call in. Her name was Paula. And she's one of the more, in my opinion, one of the more memorable callers we've ever had, probably because she was a she and was, you know, talking about ridiculous conspiracy theory. And so what she would do was she lived in like a trailer park in Florida or somewhere in the South. I forget where she would call from. But she had a fax machine and she had subscribed to like these conspiracy faxes. And so she'd always tell us about whatever it was that just came off her fax machine as though it were, you know, some sort of breaking news. And it was just always the most ridiculous conspiracy theory sort of agenda that it could possibly be. But it was a similar situation where I believe she was alone in her trailer, and basically these people who don't have anyone to check them, to bring them back into reality, they get lost in their own mind.
I would actually say it's they're not getting lost. It's actually a social thing. So, hey, I believe the moon landing was fake. You believe the moon landing was fake.
It's social now. It's more social now, though, because of the internet. So, you know, you've kind of got a dichotomy of, on one hand, they are all alone, but on the other hand, there's this whole thing on the internet of people who are like them who will back up what they have to say.
And so there's actually a good book by Underwood Dudley, who teaches at DePaul University. It's called Mathematical Cranks, and he basically, you know, he loved to collect mathematical crankitude, all these crazy people who would just, you know, say things that were utterly bizarre, and he would categorize them, but that was one of the things he noticed, is that most cranks are men above 60, and they're alone. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. Why do people do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just a form of craziness, right? Like, people are social animals, and they need to be near others in order to not go off into crazy land. I mean, that's, you know, when they segregate you in prison, it's a form of torture. Because you are not around other human beings. You maybe have the guard drop off your food a couple of times a day, and that's about the only contact with a person that you have in solitary confinement. And people have been known to go insane in situations like that because people need people. We're a very social animal. I mean, even antisocial people, even people who are, let's say, introverted or whatever, they still need to have, I think, some level of contact.
Yeah, unless they have schizoidal personality disorder. So schizoidal people, they are utterly uninterested, and they're not, you know, they're not suffering because they don't have human contact. They just are indifferent. They do not care about people, and so they're very alone, and they're perfectly fine to be alone.
Now, is there a difference between that and a psychopath or a sociopath?
Well, so sociopath, or what we call antisocial personality disorder, those would be your bad people, the people who are leeches, who have superficial emotions, who can't, you know, have empathy, who light cats on fire and that kind of stuff. So yeah, there is a difference.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I bet, though, now there's probably, I wonder if there's like a conspiracy theory dating site. I bet there is.
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
InfoWars has one.
Do they?
I got me 600 MREs off the Alex Jones show, and I ain't sharing.
So definitely, you know, things are changing, and that they can now sort of reinforce one another in a way they couldn't do, let's say, 20 years ago. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com with coupon code FTL10.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, you've got Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have there for you. The site has been redesigned here in 2015, and it looks great. Go and get interactive. It's still completely free, so please enjoy at freetalklive.com. We've ended up going off into a sort of a la-la land to some extent with conspiracy theory here on Free Talk Live. And look, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make it sound like there aren't conspiracies. I think there's a common misunderstanding that, oh, you Free Talk Live, you don't believe in conspiracy. No. I mean, conspiracy is any time when two people are gathered together to plot something for usually a nefarious purpose. And clearly, there are plenty of times where the government has plotted for nefarious purposes, as well as, you know, people in the corporate world and individuals to plot to blow things up or whatever. So there's certainly conspiracy. There's no doubt about that. The theory comes in when there's no proof, right? So when all you've got are still photos of an event with some guy in MS Paint, drawing circles around things and then writing their interpretation of what happened in the photo, that's not actual proof. That's just your interpretation of somebody else's pictures of something that that happened. And so the theorizing, the conspiracy theory, is when people just start to go off without any real evidence or what appears to be real evidence into the world of speculation about what actually happened. And usually, of course, that backs up their worldview about, you know, whatever the government means to them. And by the way, most conspiracy theorists do not necessarily subscribe to liberty. So I understand that some people have come to the libertarian movement from conspiracy theory land, but a lot of them aren't libertarians. There was an interview with Alex Jones and Donald Trump that came out this week, a half-hour-long interview. And, you know, for anybody who thought for a moment that Alex Jones was a libertarian, just go watch this interview. I mean, it makes it crystal clear. Alex Jones is basically filleting Donald Trump on the air.
Yeah, but he knows about the global elite.
Wait, you mean Alex Jones or Donald Trump?
Or Donald Trump.
Wouldn't Donald Trump qualify as the global elite? I mean, he's one of the richest men in the world, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's one of those other global elite, the good ones.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, Alex Jones, who's this huge critic of the global elite, is now, you know, sucking up to Donald Trump.
Because there's a war on for your mind. Yeah.
I wonder if there's, like, any websites that show that Donald Trump has been to, like, Bilderberg. Like,
I don't know.
Maybe someone needs to send that to Alex Jones.
What would Alex Jones do, right? Because when confronted with conflicting information, if it turned out that Donald Trump was a regular or even an irregular Bilderberg attendee, and Alex Jones has basically endorsed him, Alex told him on the... I watched the interview just out of curiosity to see what it would be like, and Alex told him that 90% of his listeners support Donald Trump. And that Alex is obviously a supporter of Donald Trump. And then if Alex were to find out with hard evidence, you know, you have video footage of Donald Trump walking into the Bilderberg meeting, which for those that don't know is this mysterious meeting of world government, high-end government people and corporate people that come together to plot who knows what in some hotel every year.
Yeah, it's so mysterious that, you know, the Business Insider, they get a list of all the people that go there every year. I mean,
well, but they don't know what they talk about.
It is
mysterious in that the content of Bilderberg is inaccessible. You can't get into the meetings. You can't go and observe. They don't want to talk about it. The people that are arriving there don't really seem to be interested in conducting an interview with the news media. So with that level of secrecy around it, you can understand why people are very, very interested to find out what goes on in there. And I can understand that. And when people who are in positions of power get together and talk, they're probably not doing good things for you, right? Like, that's probably, whatever it is they're talking about is likely going to aggrandize more power to them and more corporate deals and, you know, government favors for those corporations. I mean, it's not hard to imagine what might be discussed, but there's not really much evidence.
Well, I don't know. I mean, secrecy is one of those interesting things because, you know, there's something like secrecy, for example. I might have a certain opinion, but I don't really want to express it to a large group of people because it could be controversial and it could be painted to make me look bad. So, I mean, Ian, I've expressed certain opinions to you that I would never express on the radio in a public forum.
Okay.
Like, this is what I really think. And so politicians probably have the same thing. Like, what do you really think about XYZ. You know, politicians are excellent at maintaining what they pretend to believe and what they actually believe.
Well, they want to be seen as somebody who can be friendly towards people. Like, at least the politicians in New Hampshire, they bend over backwards to try to be everybody's buddy. And I don't know if that's the same way. It's probably not the same way at the federal government level, but they want to be liked.
Yeah,
generally. Well, I found a website that, you know, Donald Trump catches attention of CFL Bilderberg and the Trilateral Commission. And the article ends, it says, note to the Donald, you better step up your security and watch all the bankers you do business with very carefully. So they're on to him. So I guess he's, you know,
so he's
not
the,
in on
he's
it.
He's a black sheep, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
So, but yeah, what happens when a conspiracy theorist is presented with evidence that contradicts their claims? I would imagine that
they usually either become angry or they just dismiss it as fabricated, or they'll say that you're either a government stooge or you've bought the government lie, or you're working for the government to spread the lie. And so you can't disprove, you know, by definition. That's why people who have like paranoid personality disorder, they're so convinced their spouse is cheating on them. And you can't convince them, like, look, no, he is. Well, yes, he is. In fact, I saw him turn the blinds, and he was telegraphing the neighbor with the blinds to come over for a tryst when I wasn't home. Well, how do you disprove that? So, you know, when you're a psychologist and you're dealing with paranoid people or people who have these deeply held beliefs, no amount of evidence is going to convince them otherwise. So how do you work with them to,
I don't know. How do you get somebody out of the rabbit hole? I don't know. I really don't. Because when somebody you care about goes down that rabbit hole, it's hard to watch that. I've had it happen to a friend of mine, and that person has left New Hampshire as a result. They believed that aliens were here on Earth and that there were alien spaceships that were orbiting around the sun that were imminently going to come to Earth, and then there would be a large-scale invasion. And that was supposed to happen shortly after he left New Hampshire, and it has not occurred.
That we know about.
Right, yeah. But, you know, you can't, I mean, how do you, when somebody goes so deep down that rabbit hole, is there a way out for that person?
Generally, most psychotherapy deals with, you know, getting a person to learn to deal with it. So, okay, yes, your husband is cheating on you, but how can you do it to save your marriage? So, you know, we're not going to try and deny or disprove that your husband's cheating on you, even though it's not, but we're not going to try and convince you because we can't. I mean, beliefs are interesting because I don't think you can really convince somebody of the truth. That is something you come to of your own accord. And, I lost my train of thought.
Well, the thing is, they believe they have come to the truth, right? So then to disabuse someone of that, you run up against cognitive dissonance, where someone is not going to assess the counter evidence.
Yeah,
I think we can all appreciate where they're coming from. I mean, I think we agree that, you know, like, let's say more freedom is generally a good thing, and we're trying to convince people of that day in and day out. So these people are, you know, convinced that, I don't know, the Boston Marathon was fake, and they think if they convince people that, it'll make their lives
that
better.
That just gave me an idea for something to talk about after break.
855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And there is the InfoWars dating site, and one of the authors over at Vice.com signed up for it. So we might share her experiences as well. It's free. Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern,
There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Antiwar.com is the leading news site for anti-war news, but they need your voice. Antiwar held a successful social media campaign with hashtag pound why am I anti-war. You're not supposed to say pound. Hashtag why I am anti-war. And hundreds of people wrote in with answers to this incredibly important question. Now they're aiming to encourage more creativity with their new hashtag anti-war haiku contest. Antiwar.com is looking for the best pro-peace haiku. You can bring your best prose to counter the constant negative views and debates that we're all tired of. It's time to send a message of peace to the world. It's not just a holiday card, peace on earth. Let's make it resonate far and wide. Make your point in a clear 575-syllable haiku and submit your entry for a chance to win. There are some great prizes from some of the strongest supporters of peace in our community, including Bitcoin. Some people have put up 0.5 Bitcoin, 0.7 Bitcoin, and 0.5 Bitcoin for the top three winners in this. So you'll get some Bitcoin out of this if you win it. And there's no limit on the number of poems that you can submit. The contest runs until midnight on December 16th. So you've got a little bit of time to get this done, just over 10 days here, but less than 2 weeks. And once your entry is submitted to the official contest email address, which is antiwarhaiku@antiwar.com, you can also tweet, Facebook, or Instagram your haiku to @antiwarcom with the hashtag antiwarhaiku so your message of peace can be seen. So again, send your entry to antiwarhaiku@antiwar.com between now and December 16th for your chance to win. Let's go to Chris. He's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris, go ahead, sir. Chris,
in Ohio.
Going once. Going twice.
Chris in Ohio, going twice. We're going to put Chris back on hold. Actually, there's another Chris in Ohio, so maybe there was something wrong with his line the first time. Chris, the second Chris in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live.
Same as the first.
Excellent.
I was looking for, I have an 8-year-old who is interested in talking to her friends who are a far way away, but not terribly far, maybe a mile or two. And I couldn't think of anyone who would know more about two-way radios than you guys. So I was wondering if you had any suggestions for a two-way radio for Christmas.
Well, Liberty activists do tend to use the Baofeng. It's the UV5R, which is a very affordable two-way radio. It's highly illegal to actually use
this. This is
the
a good chance to teach your 8-year-old about government licensing and the FCC.
Right. So the FCC restricts two-way radio communications fairly heavily in the United States. There are the radios that you can buy in the store, like at Walmart or Radio Shack or Best Buy, are limited. They call them family radio service or some of the more common ones.
One watt or less.
I don't even think you can use a watt on family radio service. I think it's like half a watt maybe. I don't remember what the maximum is, but it's not very much at all. And those are, you know, they might be good for talking across a shopping mall, maybe, but that's about it. And obviously, the with two-way radio, it's the distance is one factor, but also the terrain is another factor. So if you're talking over an open field or over an open ocean, you can get a lot greater distance than you can if you're in the, you know, urban center of a downtown with a lot of tall buildings and things like that. So, you know, I can't just give you a radio model number and say, yeah, this will work for you, because you won't know until you actually try it in the field, until you're actually there.
Plus, your friend, here's the problem, is your daughter and the daughter's friend would have to have the same radio, and that's, you know, maybe $100, $150. And honestly, both of your...
Not the Baofeng. You can get those for $25 on
Okay, but, you know, you're already carrying around a radio transmitter called a cell phone, and it operates at 700 milliwatts, and using a Telegram or one of those apps... Telegram would work great. It has a push-to-talk feature, so you and your daughter's friend can... your daughter's friend and her friend... can actually talk to each other with a push-to-talk feature on Telegram. And the best part is you can send encrypted communications between each other. So the
government... Well, there's some people who question the quality of the encryption of Telegram.
I am one of those people. But, of course, for the purpose of protecting an 8-year-old's privacy, I think it's good enough.
Yeah, they're probably
unless
not
he's an international terrorist plotting to overthrow the kindergarten class or something.
But, yeah, that's a good question. I'm glad you brought that up, TJ. I mean, with the proliferation of smartphones today, why would someone want a two-way radio as a, you know, an 8-year-old?
Well,
I'm asking that of Chris.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care for a subscription. If I can just buy her and her friend a radio, then
Point. You don't have to pay monthly to. Yeah, you don't have to pay monthly to use a two-way radio. That's definitely true. And odds are good the federal government isn't going to know about it.
With a little, some sort of little beep, are you there kind of clearance sound. And if they're not, then they won't answer. And if they are, then they will.
Yeah, the Baofeng will probably work perfect for that.
Yeah, look into the Baofeng UV5R, UV as in Ultra Victor, 5R as in Richard. It's so, so cheap, but it's also a complicated unit. Now, that's not to say that kids couldn't figure it out, right? Like, 'cause kids these days are probably more technically inclined than a lot of their parents. You can set it up to where you can use it sort of as a basic push-to-talk feature. But this is basically like a radio that has a $300 ham radio kind of set in it. There's all kinds of features there that you can use. But you can also just use it for basic functions. And you can get those on Amazon, no problem.
Yeah, that's I was actually going, well, do you want to do citizens band, family radio service, commercial radio service, or do you want to actually do amateur radio? And so all of those have different pluses and minuses, of course.
Well, the UV5R is illegal, basically, unless you have a ham operator's license. But the use of it, you know, as long as you're not stepping on the ham radio bands, then the hams aren't going to track you down. That's usually the only concern that you have is if you're using a ham radio and the hams hear you, and they don't hear you using their official code that you have
to
use.
N0HLI, yes.
Right, where you have these letters and numbers to identify yourself. They'll know that someone's using their system without being licensed users, and then they will actually, some of them are so obedient to the state that they'll actually use directional finding, signal finders to track down the offending parties, and then in some cases they've been known to actually tear down people's equipment in the most extreme cases, but usually they'll just snitch you out to the FCC. So if you don't do it on ham bands, then you can it'll work. So for instance, you can use the Baofeng UV5R radio to transmit on the family radio service band or outside of that band, because they're basically unlocked radios. There's really no restrictions in them at all.
And if you want to stay within the side of the law and teach your 8-year-old about the wonderful world of FCC government regulations, you could fill out and pay the $25 fee, fill out, you know, the bit-long pages of forms, send it in, get the little certificate, and then you'd be all legal to operate on the commercial radio service.
Ah, okay. So you don't have to pass a test for that?
No, you have to pay a fee, and that's it.
So there you go. Okay. Chris, hope that helps. Good luck out there. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. There was a discussion, actually, on Facebook today about secrecy in planning activism. I was promoting Telegram, which is an app that you mentioned a few moments ago, TJ, as a way for people to communicate with one another. And somebody, of course, every time I promote Telegram, somebody brings up, but it's not secret because the encryption isn't perfect or something. There's some problem with Telegram's encryption.
Yeah, by default, Telegram can read your messages, but the thing is, you know, it is encrypted, so someone would have to go to Telegram and ask for your messages. Now, if you do click on write somebody and you say start a secret chat, Telegram cannot read those messages. So, like, if I send you a secret message, it is encrypted.
But the claim that I've heard is that their encryption is some sort of homebrew, and it's problematic.
Yeah, that's
that it can be cracked.
I haven't looked at it, and again, I recommend Signal because Signal is written open source. It's been used as a tested algorithm, off the record protocol.
Well, Telegram's supposedly open source, and that's how they figured out that it was bad.
Yes.
And so somebody was claiming, like, well, you know, why are you recommending this insecure method of sending stuff? I'm like, well, look, I'm not saying it's secure. I'm saying it's a good way to communicate with people. And right now you're using Facebook, which is highly
insecure. Which is a very bad idea.
I mean, if you want to communicate, at least get off of Facebook. But if you want secrecy, you know, I still wouldn't even trust TechSecure because I think you pointed this out. You still don't know if the version that was compiled that you've downloaded to your phone doesn't have some sort of backdoor
into
it.
Yeah,
it's
that.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And we were talking about secrecy surrounding communications. And there was a discussion about two-way radio use a few moments ago, which, of course, is completely unencrypted for the most part, for most two-way radios. So anybody using a two-way radio can be monitored by anyone. And we were discussing Telegram as an app for smartphones and desktop applications that allows for communication between folks. Telegram claims to be encrypted, but many people who are into encryption say that it is weak encryption and it can be easily broken, as I understand it. So,
well, I think the best evidence that it actually works is when they're, you know, the Chinese government was trying to shut down Telegram in China. Like there were a bunch of lawyers
in the Pacific. Yeah,
there are a bunch of lawyers and activists using it. I don't remember reading exactly, but you know, they made a pretty good effort to shut it down there.
And I believe Telegram resisted that, and they continued to put their servers back online. But you know, I wouldn't recommend Telegram for anyone who wants secrecy. And if you want secrecy, if you actually have something that's super important, then telling someone in person is probably the best way to do that. But if you can't tell the person in person, then I would say PGP, which is what Edward Snowden has recommended, is
that's what I recommend as well. So I mean, like, it depends, because security and usability usually are opposite things of each other. So
the more
usable a piece of software,
the more convenient, the less
more likely it's to be unsecure. Really secure systems, like even the NSA, we have this problem. You'll have a really secure system, but it's so gosh darn complicated to use that your end user actually doesn't end up using it. So it was kind of funny, the NSA, they had these really fancy $3,000 encrypted radios, but the problem was
no one can figure them out.
Well, the problem is that it was so gosh darn difficult to program.
What code do you use? What channel are you on?
Well, yeah, it was actually funny because like the NSA police would have encrypted radios for obvious reasons. You wouldn't want the bad guy to be able to send a code to dispatch saying disable the alarm on research and engineering. Well, these radios, because they're used to control top secret facilities, you're supposed to zeroize the key. In other words, delete the key so that when you send them out for an oil change, they can't, you know, use the police radios. But reprogramming was so gosh darn difficult, we never bothered to zeroize the keys. So if you actually took an NSA police vehicle out for an oil change to Jiffy Lube, that Jiffy Lube guy could hear everything that was going on the NSA police channel. And if he so desired, he could pick up the radio and say something and talk back to them, you know, so... You know, even the NSA, where people are supposed to use cryptography, a lot of times people just like, well, yes.
Cutting corners.
Yep. I mean, I had that one more like, you know, the STU-3, the secure telephone unit, third generation. You're supposed to put a key in it, but you have to walk over to the safe, remember the combination. Oh, I don't remember the combination. Janice, does someone have the combination? 15 minutes later, you know what? I'm just going to make the call, and I'll just kind of dance around the subject and tell the person in a coded language. And... You know, it was just, I mean, I have a whole bunch of stories of, like, that kind of stuff going on. And so even the NSA, one of the most secretly and secure organizations you would think, even they would have problems securing their communications.
Not surprised.
Points. So my recommendation is if you want to secure your email, pretty good privacy or PGP is the way to go. Signal, which used to be TextSecure, and... Redphone combined has now been combined into Signal. That's pretty good for the Android and Apple phone.
I heard they were working on a desktop
app. They just have come out with a desktop app.
Okay, good.
So that's pretty good. Telegram is okay, at least for now. The only thing I don't like about Telegram is that it doesn't use encryption by default. So Off the Record, that's a pretty good one. So Off the Record is a protocol plug-in for Pigeon, and it's also available for portable smartphone apps, but it engages encryption opportunistically. If it detects that your cell phone or your chat app has Off the Record enabled, so for those of you who use Apple who have Adium, you already have Off the Record installed by default. So if your phone detects another Off the Record phone, mm-hmm. it automatically turns on the encryption.
And Signal does that too.
And Signal does that too.
Which is a free app that anyone with an iPhone or Android phone
so
can download.
So if I text a normal user, it'll just use normal SMS. But if I text a person who's using Signal, it automatically engages the encryption. And
I heard today Signal also is doing file transfers now, which it didn't used to do. It used to just be a raw texting encryption service. And so I'm glad to hear that they're expanding out. And it sounds like they're trying to make it more like Telegram, actually.
And the last thing is if, you know, for whole disk encryption, either PGP whole disk encryption or TrueCrypt, which is open source and free.
The TrueCrypt has now been finally verified. Like,
yes, it's passed its latest audit. So the project has been abandoned by the original developers, and it's been picked up by TC Next, which is now the people who are trying to upgrade it for Windows 10. So it'll only work on Windows 7 for now, but it will
What about VeraCrypt, which is the supposed successor to TrueCrypt?
I don't know anything about that, because I still use Windows 7, and so I have TrueCrypt, which has passed what I call the FBI test. And what is the FBI test, I hear you not asking? Well, that is where... A criminal, like a bank fraudster, has encrypted their whole laptop with TrueCrypt with a really good passphrase or password.
Mm-hmm.
And the FBI at the Engineering Research Facility in Quantico, Virginia, they have tried and tried and tried to break it, and they can't. And they have to go to court saying, Your Honor, we demand a court order requiring that the defendant tell us what the password is. And that was the Freakasau case. They actually tried to compel her to reveal her password. It was a Fifth Amendment question. Mm-hmm. Could a court force you to reveal a password to reveal evidence that might incriminate you? And it never got to court because ultimately a co-defendant ratted her out and told the FBI what the password was. But it's still the fact that the FBI said we tried to break the encryption and we couldn't.
Yeah, that's revealing.
That's a revealing. It says, well, if they can't, bank fraud is a pretty good reason they'd want to break it. So if they could have broken it, they would have broken it. But the fact they had to go to court to try and get her to reveal the password says, TrueCrypt is properly installed on your laptop and you have a really good password or passphrase that can't be guessed, then it's probably going to be safe from the FBI.
Now, is that going to slow the laptop down? I mean, because to
about 2 to 5%.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. I you won't notice any difference unless
there's time that has to. It's computer power it has to use to decrypt and encrypt.
Basically,
content.
It's the hard drive is totally encrypted, and so when you boot up to a bootloader, you enter your password, and it keys up the system. So from the operating system's perspective, it's writing to a disk, and the true encryption happens between the disk and the operating system.
I gotcha.
So you basically, once you power up your laptop, you'll get a thing to enter your password, and once you enter it, then it'll work just like a normal laptop, except it'll be about 2 to 5% slower.
A slight performance hit, encryption.
Because whenever you read or write to the drive, it has to do the encryption.
But that's the cost. You know, that comes back to the cost of convenience.
And I would argue that, think about it, I carry a lot of sensitive tax returns and private personal documents on my laptop. If my laptop gets stolen and it's powered off, I don't care because it's only a $200, $300 laptop. Mm-hmm. What I care about is the sensitive data on the laptop.
Yeah.
And so unless they know my password, the laptop is just a bunch of parts. And so, you know, one of the best things you can do to protect your privacy is encrypt your whole disk. And it's very easy to do and a small price to pay. But most people don't do it. And that's why most, like criminals, when the FBI or the police raid the house, they go to what is the first thing they do? They pull the hard drive out of the desktop, and they find out that, the person did a bunch of web searches, and they have deleted documents on how to poison your wife, and that's how they get a lot of incriminating information. I mean, laptops and desktops are a treasure trove of information.
Or in the case of Ross Ulbricht, they picked him up while he was in his laptop,
and the FBI,
it was decrypted.
Yep,
that sunk him.
Well, they had to start, two FBI agents had to start a fake fight behind him to distract him, and then another FBI agent grabbed his laptop before he could power it down. If it would have been powered down, the FBI would have been hosed.
Man. Yep. You know, we don't have time to talk about Variety Jones in any amount of detail here tonight, but Variety Jones, who Ross Ulbricht, the operator of the Silk Road, the world's most infamous underground drug marketplace online, Ross had worked with Variety Jones, which was his online handle. His real name is ostensibly, let's see here, I had it just a moment ago. FBI says he has been arrested. Real name Roger Thomas Clark has been arrested, charged with conspiracy to distribute narcotics.
Uh-oh.
Has been arrested in Thailand, by the way, which was where he said that he was a few months ago. Back in September, he said he was trying to turn himself in. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that story, but it's absolutely fascinating. He was trying to get the FBI to arrest him so he could tell the story of, about basically some corruption within the FBI.
Well, we already know about that, the Karl Marc Force indictment. So Karl Marc Force was a DEA agent who was shaking down Ross Ulbricht, and he was making $150,000 a year as a DEA special agent. But on top of that, he was extorting money from Ross Ulbricht, saying, you better pay me or else. He was offering to sell information about the DEA's investigation into Ross Ulbricht for about $100,000. I thought, that is just, I don't know what to think about that, because that's very, very
Jones,
naughty.
Jones had come out of hiding a few months ago and revealed that there was a federal agent who was leaking information to him and basically threatening him with various different things.
That was probably Karl Marc Force.
Well, that's the thing. We're not sure who that was. And so he actually wanted to be arrested by the FBI so he could testify to this stuff. So this could get very interesting with his recent arrest. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.